Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, starring
the Mrs.
and Mr.
That's right. Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. All right. This is the Mr., the Mrs.
Hello.
And this is, again, the Mr. and Mrs. Show. We are also proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. They put the attitude in broadcasting. See, I got it right. For once.
And you can follow us on Twitter at the Mr. and Mrs. Show. And forget the other shows that we do, Wrestling with Attitude and BSS Carolinas.
We also have our website up now.
So yeah.
The Mr. and Mrs. Show.com.
Mr. and Mrs. Show.com.
Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. I don't know what you're going to get on the other on the other site.
And I have to say thank you to everybody nationwide, worldwide, especially in France, where we do have listeners in France, and in Saudi Arabia. Have to give a shout out.
You're just so happy about that, aren't you?
I am. I got to give a shout out.
Why are you so happy about that?
I got some religious.
Isn't it like 3 a.m. in the morning there?
So yeah, they're probably like, oh, I gotta wake up. So.
I got to get to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I got to listen to it.
All right. I've got, it is that time again. The best time ever where I try to explain what the game show is about today. Woo! All
Hopefully, after 3 weeks, we finally got right number 4.
All right. So, the game show. What it is I am going to ask one of you a question. So I will start with the missus. I will ask her a question. It will pertain to you, the mister. And she is going to try to guess the right answer.
Yes.
Boom, got it right for once.
So we're both going to write the answer down.
So these are some of these are a little complicated this week. I will explain them very well. This first one I'm going to give to you.
Okay.
Because I feel like it just works very well. This one's going to work.
All right, before we go, so we understand, we both write down questions.
Yes.
But it is her question. So
did you not just hear what I said?
No, because he was busy on
his
computer.
No, I know. I was fine, so I wanted to make sure my lovely wife and
I'm going to ask her a question.
Right.
And it's going to pertain to you.
Right.
And then she's going to try to guess your answer.
Exactly.
Boom.
Okay. And we're both going to write down the answer.
Both write.
I know that.
Okay.
I know that. I was just.
So let's start
with. From week one.
We're going to do 5 questions, hopefully, each.
Yep.
let's see how we go. All right. First, this is a weird one, but it's going to work. If you walked into a multiplex, if you walk into a movie theater, and these following films were playing, which one would the mister go see first? The Godfather? Caddyshack or Caddyshack 2?
Oh, God. How did Caddyshack 2 even get on the list?
I don't even know.
No, is this about for me or you? For me, right? Right?
What movie would you go
see? No. I want to make sure
the
I had
mister.
That right. That's easy.
It is easy.
Yeah.
Caddyshack. Yeah, okay. I was about to say. what if Caddyshack wasn't in there? Ooh.
But Caddyshack 2?
Yeah.
So it should have been Die Hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You should have changed it up. You should
Family Vacation.
No, I was thinking you should put Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, and Caddyshack on there. And which one I would go see.
And Shawshank Redemption.
I could watch Shawshank Redemption later.
All right, here is a question that pertains to the missus, and I know she loves the favorite game. So here we go. What is the missus' favorite spot in the house? I know, that's a toughie. I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
It's not like we have a big house, right? So, my favorite spot.
Where do you frequent the most? We want to.
That's not really.
That's
the
not
right.
really.
That doesn't
no.
necessarily make it my favorite.
No. So favorite spot. I think that's the best way to word it.
My favorite spot. The mister will understand this.
I hope so.
Are you ready? All right, what'd you pick?
Third bedroom so she can be alone.
Nope. The in between the rooms.
Oh, all right.
So we have this, you can't call it a hallway. It's a...
Yeah.
All doors except for the kitchen door.
Lead it's like a four-corner kind
it's
of
like
thing
a, it's a like it's a small rectangle, and it's actually like...
It's the four corners to the house, basically.
My favorite. It's my favorite part of the room.
You always spend your time in the third bedroom. And,
that doesn't make it my favorite place.
And you like it in there because you are alone.
No, actually, when I try to be alone in there is when you decide that you want to be in there. So.
We're going to make a new rule because I'm going to let you stay in there. I'm going to play a video game while you're in there. All
right. So, I wish you would.
That's fine. I'm good with that. So you don't get a point, right?
Yes, I do.
For what? Right now, a question that you knew?
For you not getting it right.
Oh, really? I think
all
we
right,
should,
okay.
the scoring
I
should be
I tell you what,
only
it's
if
only
you match
right,
it.
It's only right answers. Okay. So I'm still 1-0. I'm winning.
Yeah, no kidding. You win life. Look who you're married to. All right, what's
okay.
the
oh, my gosh. I get 2 points just for that lame
well,
answer.
Well, I'm going to give you another favorite here, but this okay. time it pertains to him. Okay. I'm going to get the favorites out of the way here. All right. So what is the mister's favorite non-alcoholic drink? Really? You had to think of this?
Well, no, it's kind
of I
changed.
Already know what the answer is.
I don't think you do, because it has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Are we talking about soda, or are we talking about...
I mean, just non-alcoholic drink. Like, but again, it has changed.
This could
That's
be
not
so
fair.
Many. This could be so many, actually, I'm thinking about it. There's really three that I'm thinking of, because if she goes somewhere, then I make sure she picks something up.
No, we're not going to, not Starbucks. You can't pick fruit drinks.
No Frappuccinos here.
All right, let's go
with your usual choices.
All right,
ready?
This is funny because I've been done this whole time, and I know I'm right.
Yeah. Cherry Coke?
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought it was Mountain Dew.
No, we don't have Cherry Coke
no,
here. I would otherwise,
Coke.
Yes, Cherry Coke.
Because I have
actually,
never seen you drink
no,
a Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke, yeah. man.
Actually, what? And if you, I go to a movie theater, it's actually Mr. Pibb.
That
really
actually, cherry Mr. Pibb.
Do you want to know why I know it's Cherry Coke when he doesn't drink it very often? Because when we first started dating and were married, every time we went to the movie theater, he'd be like, "Do they have Cherry Coke?
Yep.
Do they have Cherry Coke? Yep.
We would
do
go.
They have Cherry Coke?
We would go to the mountains or somewhere. What do I usually pick up? I pick a 12-pack of Cherry Coke.
So before they had the million option soda machines at the theaters, it was
Cherry
do
Coke.
They have Cherry Coke?
Yep. You're right. So you get another point.
All right. Okay, got one for you.
All right.
Boom. This is going to be weird. What would your spouse say is more romantic? What would the missus say is more romantic? A picnic at the beach?
Nope, too many people.
a homemade dinner.
A what?
A homemade dinner.
No, because
I
would
by
screw
him?
Up.
Or
I would
a
screw
quiet,
up.
Or a quiet table at a fancy restaurant.
Ooh. Then she doesn't have that's easy.
I gotta think about this. Does it matter who makes the dinner?
I mean, it's a homemade dinner, so.
this is actually an easy one.
Is it?
Yep.
All right.
Quiet dinner out.
No.
Because then she doesn't have to clean.
You want a homemade dinner?
Really?
That's more romantic.
No, that wasn't the question.
That was the question.
The question was, what would your spouse say is more romantic? Not, so what would she think is more romantic?
I would thought quiet dinner out at a restaurant where you don't have to clean up, you don't have to worry
That's
about
not
anything.
Romantic. That's easy.
No, that is romantic, especially if we go to Fleming's.
Yeah, no, I know why you thought it was romantic, because that gets you a giant steak.
That helps.
Oh, man, I got another one for you when we come back around. Okay. All right. So this one is for this one's for you now, right? Okay. So we are on question three out of the
five,
which is normally 10. Okay, I've been waiting to use this one.
We're doing five each, but yeah.
What is the Mr. Celebrity Crush?
That's easy.
Better not be what I think it is, because if it is.
This song would be Damian Sandow.
Done.
So ready for this. He's yeah, writing a book over there. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Do you not remember the DNC in Charlotte? God. Do you not remember Democratic National Convention?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was running around getting a curling iron for the last, like, 3 hours, so I didn't get to see you looking for Scarlett Johansson,
well,
okay?
I was looking for Scarlett Johansson. You were running around getting food.
Yeah, I was running around while you were like, I hope we beat Scarlett.
So
hope we beat Scarlett.
I would like to point out the score, yeah, which is 3-0.
Yeah, whatever. You win at the game of life.
Actually, my life is very blessed. We talk about that.
All right, so here we go. If, all right, here's another weird one, but it's going to work.
I love these.
If the missus was lost while driving in a foreign city,
oh God,
what would she most likely do? Pretend not to be lost.
Can I fill in the blank?
Stop and ask for directions, or stop and buy a map.
Okay, say the three again.
Okay, stop and ask for, or pretend not to be lost, stop and ask for directions, or stop and buy a map. There was a fourth one, but it makes no sense, so I'm not going to say it.
Alright. Can I add one?
No, you cannot add one.
She beat the heck out of her husband for not knowing the directions.
Well, that all actually right. was one.
I'm just kidding.
Buy a map?
Yeah.
Alright, good.
Ooh, you finally got one.
Good. Buy Thanks. A map.
Yeah, yes, I finally got one. Yes, I did.
Buy a map.
I've been on enough trips with you, I know.
I would. I think the funnier thing would be the fact that I didn't already have a map.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so I know I did this one last time, the television show with you, but what is his favorite television show?
Television show?
Yeah, what is his favorite television show that includes anything but of now? We're going to say of now. So I'm gonna actually, you know.
God. That's actually tougher than you would think, because if you go what we do, our show, I'm debating on this one. Hold on.
I'm going by what would cause James to cry if it was never on television again.
Oh
gosh. Well, I already know the answer to that one.
Exactly. That makes it easy, doesn't it?
It's got to be this, but I could see you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would be crying with them. That's not fair.
So the answer to that is Monday Night Raw, WWE's Monday Night Raw.
I think we would just have to, like, on Mondays, we'd have to find something else to do. That's kind of tough.
That is, you know, that's not fair. Even.
Wow.
That's not fair.
James is actually Mister's actually upset, as though this was likely to happen.
No, it's one of those events that,
could.
You know, could shatter
Vince
your life.
Vince McMahon, if you're listening, please don't end Monday Night Raw.
Mister will be in a lifetime of depression. Yeah,
So that was question four.
That was a good one.
All right, so now question four on your side. Man.
Go ahead.
Just need two more. This is a tough one.
Come on.
This is a tough one, though.
You can change some of these questions up if you don't like the way
they're
framed. All
right, so we did favorite food before, right? What is the missus' least favorite food? Least favorite. Oh, she's got it.
Least favorite?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was quick.
And if you've paid any attention whatsoever to me, you will know the answer to this.
I'm really debating. Wow, you wrote this so quick.
This is not a debate.
No, I'm in my mind, I'm like, wow, she wrote that really quick. Like, there's, I'm like, wow. Oh, God. It's someone I can't remember. I know what it is, but I can't think of it. Let me see. Man. I know this ain't going to be right, but. Because she actually eats this. Man, that's not even fair.
It's very fair.
What do you mean if I pay attention to you? Why would you even say that?
Well, when we talk about the answer, we can talk about why I would say that. So I think for all of our listeners, if you don't know the answers to these questions, you should have a conversation over dinner.
We're not.
Wait.
These are basics, right? I mean, these are basics.
I don't know if they're basics.
This is not basic.
This knowing what your spouse likes and does not like when it comes to, you know, food and TV.
Okay.
And
to this day, you still think I like certain foods.
Okay.
Thai food, for example.
No, I realize you don't like Thai food. I like Thai food, though.
No, I know, but she will go, her and somebody else will go get food that's Thai food, cook it, and have it, and be like, hey, this is what we're having for dinner. In case you didn't know, I don't like that. Then I'll say I don't like it, and she's like, you never like anything we fix. Because
for
I
somebody who says
displeasure.
I will eat anything,
I do.
You complain an awful lot about everything
because you keep getting it.
I eat everything. Anything you make is fine. I hate this. Why do you keep making it? Write down an answer.
I will. I can't think of it. I'm trying to think of one thing that you actually hate that much. Because that was a pretty quick. That scares me how quick.
Come on, man.
You
we only got two more questions left. Come on.
Did you just pick something?
Oh, I know where that is. This is probably wrong, but I'm going to go with it.
What'd you get?
Salmon.
No, okra.
Oh, you don't like okra?
No.
I do. Vegetables should not have spiky fur.
It doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I've seen it have spiky fur.
It is the same thing if you don't
I wouldn't eat that okra.
It's the same thing if you don't clean a grill. It burns off.
So I, as a matter of fact, if you forced me to eat okra, I would consider that torture.
Really?
Really? Over salmon?
Yes. Yeah, salmon I can get through. Ooh. Salmon, you just put some like teriyaki sauce on, and I can get through it.
Just okra, douse it in something.
Something.
Yeah.
Okra is a whole nother. I just even the thought of eating it makes me. Ugh.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a fun one.
yes, for many reasons, yes.
All right. Don't get mad at me on this one.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Wow.
Which excuse does the mister use more frequently? I forgot, you forgot, or I forgot that you didn't remember. And the rolling of the eyes
look,
have occurred.
So from, we actually hadn't talked about this particular set of segments.
Mm-hmm.
What gets the look?
Yeah.
That just got the look.
That just got
okay,
the look.
Okay, right, wow, that's a much longer answer than the three Stephen
why
Davis.
Why did you, that's because my handwriting's horrible. Why did you give me that? I didn't do anything.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Why did you give me?
I forgot you didn't remember. Really?
You never say that. You never say that.
Yes, I do, actually.
No, you don't.
You know, because you don't remember. That's the reason it says you didn't remember.
Well, Mister's a liar.
I am not a liar. I do say you forgot. you see, this is what happens. Usually, yeah, see, what had happened is I'll say I forgot, and then she'll go ahead and get on me about forgetting, and then I'll say, well, you didn't remember. Just like right now. Uh-oh.
All right.
Oh, man. All right, next question.
Gosh, one more question.
Still winning, and I'm going to win.
Oh, no, you are. You always win. I told you.
Just like DJ Khalid.
Any husband that doesn't... that
really? It's Callie, not Khalid?
Oh, what? Whatever. Hey, it's the, like, I'm not a millennial, right? So I do like that. I do like that song, though.
What's the next one?
All right, hold on. Give me one second
here. It's spelled Khalid. Why does he say Khalid?
I don't know. It's DJ Khalid, I guess, because he's from California. I don't know.
Then he should change the spelling of his name.
He should.
Because even my Alexa will say DJ Khalid, because that's how it's spelled.
You can look at these questions and change them up.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing right now.
While he's doing that, actually, it's a good point. If Alexa says your name is Khalid, your name is Khalid.
All right, Google fact checker.
Okay. What does the missus love the most about your family?
Are you feeling? Do I feel in the blank?
Yes. What?
Oh gosh, I can't answer this.
Yes, you can. No, don't make me do another question here.
I cannot answer this. There are too many things that I love about the Mister's family.
So you got to pick here.
Not this is. I can't choose just one.
All right. He picked one. He got it. Come on, I know you know it.
I cannot answer this question.
Yeah, is there another one?
Oh, come on.
No, I got it. I got it.
Did you really? Okay.
Oh gosh, here
I'm
we
good.
Go.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pap.
Oh.
What'd you say? No, I want to know. No, you can't just.
Let's don't say it out loud. We don't have to share it on Periscope,
here,
right?
Show me. Just show me.
Well, yeah, but you're doing that. They're going to see it. You might want to, like.
That was close.
It was close. Okay.
Pap's the right answer. That's what I love most.
That is the game show of today.
Wow.
I'm so glad we got through it.
I'm so glad we're still married. So, all right. So,
you know,
I believe the official score is 3 for the missus, 1 for the mister. And once again, all I do is win, matter what.
Oh yeah, DJ Khalid. DJ and Khalid, ladies and gentlemen.
You see why my ego is so big.
Khalid.
All right, well, there you go. That's this week's game show. Let's move on.
All right, so before we go, we got about a minute left here. Let's do the social media question of the week.
I've got some responses from last week's questions I want to share. TV shows you watch your spouse.
Okay.
Hashtag couple TV.
Right. I actually got some good ones on my page, on my James Summit page on Facebook. Hell's Kitchen, MasterChef, and Scandal.
Okay, I get like 3 of those.
Another friend of mine, Together, Bones, Outlander, Game of Thrones, Marco Polo, anything on HGTV or cooking shows, and football, of course. It says he likes more scary stuff, so he watched those alone. I like documentaries on Netflix.
My parents watched the HGTV the whole time.
Yeah.
House Flop.
So,
and,
whatever. So I think Bones. So we decided Bones.
Bones. Hold on a second. What did I put it down there? I thought Bones. What else did we say? Bones.
Still Bones.
No, there was. Sorry. No.
Homeland.
Bones, Person of Interest, and Homeland.
Person of Interest.
I want to share a couple other ones. I got some friends that wrote Army Wives. They used to watch together. Now it's Game of Thrones. That seems like the common theme right now.
That's the common theme. It just is.
Mm-hmm. Bloods, excuse me. Tom Chicago Selleck, Fire. Right? Yep. Oh. Chicago PD, Chicago Med. I see a theme going here. Anything Chicago.
Anything of that.
I actually don't watch any of these.
Really? Animal Kingdom. Unreal on Showtime is awesome. Especially she likes The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Big Brother, Americans Got Talent, Empire, Street Outlaws, and Flip or Flop. We had one that I really liked. Whatever the husband wants to watch, he controls the remote.
Yes. Wow. All right. So let's go into this week's social media question of the week. It is on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com in our left sidebar. You're welcome to do that there. We'll also tweet it and put it out on our Facebook page. And it is
the Mr. and Mrs. Show at Facebook and Twitter, right?
Right. No, I meant the question.
Oh, the question.
The question this week?
Oh, I have the question?
Well, I can go if you want. This week's question is, what is your favorite summer vacation as a child or today with your spouse?
Oh.
Say if there's one today.
Said that earlier.
Say that there's a vacation you like now to take your wife, your spouse, mm-hmm. your partner, whatever. What is it? Or did you have a summer vacation that you always remember?
So just the favorite vacation, right? Favorite family vacation.
It can be today. It can be from
yesterday.
Your childhood.
Summer vacation. Maybe you left your family behind.
Right.
It
can be your own trip. You know, if there's, you know, play golf at Myrtle Beach, whatever it is. Yeah.
Favorite summer vacation, summer family vacation, whatever you come up with, let us know at the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. And on our Facebook and Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Yep.
So, yeah, that pretty much does that.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Thanks for everybody being out there listening. Make sure you tune in to all our shows. We'll have a new show next week. And please, you know, tweet and chat with us.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys here next week. Thank you for tuning in. And check us out everywhere on Spreaker. And check us out on our Facebook and Twitter, as the Mr. said. And check out our new webpage. We're really excited about it. The Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. Thank you and have a good one.
See you later. It drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally.